Good. Hello?
Hello.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's claustrophobic.
Let's move it this way.
I don't like it. I love you.
I love you too. Welcome to Kittens in a Bed. Today's date is the 13th. 5/13/08.
You will be listening to this on 5/14/08.
Stop predicting the future.
I'm a predictor future.
All right, let's just cut to the chase, okay? We missed it yesterday, or whenever we recorded it.
Yes.
What? You're a LARPer?
I am not. I repeat, I am not a LARPer.
Lightning bolt.
Yeah, no.
Too damaged.
I had a bunch of friends that were into it. I think I maybe participated for about 30 seconds.
Did you pretend you were like a knight or something?
I don't even remember. I don't even remember. Well, it was masquerade, so they were all vampires. One of my friends actually wanted to go into the city and like buy like fangs.
I heard people actually filing their teeth.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah. No, that was not me.
A vampire.
That was not me. Like I said, I did it for maybe 30 seconds while we were hanging out and just wasn't my thing, so I kind of just dismissed myself from fun and games.
Let me just address the people who do think they're vampires. They're not. There are no such thing as vampires. Don't pretend you're one of them, because you're a liar. Vampire? That was a PSA by me.
That was a PSA from Beth.
There are no such thing as vampires.
I mean, like, they had fun doing it. So I guess I kind of just wanted to be part, like, see what the fun was about. You know, because they were really into it. Right. But I think I wasn't secure enough in myself to pretend to be something that I wasn't.
Right.
If that makes any sense?
Now, do you find this like, I know it's not for you,
right,
like you said that, but do you find anything wrong with it?
No.
Like people do?
I think it's wrong when the fictionalized character that you're playing or the environment, the fictional environment that you think you're in, suddenly becomes real. Like my friends wanted to go to the mall and do this. And like,
why
follow,
would you go to the mall?
To harass people because they were all about anarchy and all that shit.
You had weird friends.
I did have weird friends. All right. But you know, it was either that or the jocks. So.
There's another PSA.
Okay.
If there were such thing as vampires, it would not hang out at the mall.
The mall
Thank
is
you.
Closed.
The more you know.
The more.
Reading Rainbow.
All right.
Remember that?
Any other questions?
All right. So you only find that part of it wrong.
Just when it gets too intense, or when you start bringing people, like unwilling participants, like going to the mall and talking to people in like some different type of language or whatever. And
I think that's kind of funny, like if you were recording it.
It's funny, but it's not funny when you're taking it seriously.
Right.
Like, you must respect me because I'm going to bite you in the neck and suck your blood.
Wow, they actually did that?
I mean, yeah, that's not. Not these friends. My friends did not go that far. They wanted to go to public places and do this.
Right.
But for whatever reason, they didn't. But I know that. I figured if they were going to go to public places and do this, there's got to be tons of other people that do this shit too.
Well, did the boys have long hair? And were they black hair? Were they black?
No. There are only two guys that hung out with us at that point. Yeah. One of them had long hair, yes. And it was black, yes.
Did they wear black boots?
Yeah, like, these two guys, like, perfect description of, like, trench coat mafia, yeah.
How about, like, if I was a huge Star Wars fan?
Uh-huh.
And I dressed up as a stormtrooper. That would be okay, right?
Sure. Every day? For the rest of your life? Mm. Like that Star Trek general girl that went to...
She's an ensign.
I'm
Let's
sorry.
Get it right.
All right. I don't know. I love Star Trek. I'm not going to go so far as to buy the uniform and wear it to my post office job.
Not only that, she wore the jury duty.
Right, to Bill Clinton's jury duty.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Good for her that she's secure enough to just do her thing, but, yeah, I don't know. If you walked around in a stormtrooper suit all day long, I might have to do an intervention.
I wouldn't do that.
But, you know, if you were going to, like, some sci-fi convention...
I would dress up like Darth Vader.
Oh, God.
Speaking of stormtrooper outfits, I was a fan of the reality show on HBO called, I think it was Cat House?
Cat House.
Something like that. It was Like a reality show based in the Bunny Ranch in Nevada.
Okay.
The
like the legalized brothel. Porn place. Yeah. I mean, prostitution place.
Yeah, it was a brothel.
And porn is illegal.
In some states, it is.
Utah.
There was a woman who her.
Oh, that's right.
Her fan or her John. I don't know how to describe
it. Client.
Her client. Yeah, her client loved Star Wars and wanted her to dress up like a stormtrooper.
While she slapped him around.
It didn't go that far. It just showed her gearing up in this outfit. And you weren't sure what the hell it was at first. And you're like, oh my god, she's dressing up like a stormtrooper. And it was disturbing because she was a very tall woman.
Like an Amazon?
Yeah, she was like an Amazon.
Brooke Hogan?
Yeah, but bigger. And like musclier.
Oh, so like Crush?
I wouldn't consider Crush an Amazon from American Gladiators.
Really?
No,
Olga.
Olga, like Olga.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's beefed.
Yeah, but she wasn't super like Olga. She was big. She was taller, I think, than Olga.
What? I'm gonna kill these people above us. I'm sorry. They're flushing again. I want to stamp them. How many times are you gonna take a shit?
Shh.
I'm sorry. Continue.
So listen. So. It was really funny because the armor really didn't fit her, and the helmet it fit on her head, but it looked so tiny. It was so funny looking. It was awesome though.
And then they had sex.
Well, I didn't see that.
She probably put
it was like almost
at
the end credits that they showed this.
Oh really?
Like,
oh my god! That rushing sound you hear in the background is the people above us flushing their toilet.
Because Joe and I do a podcast in this room too, and it's called iHeartSnacks.com.
Right.
And we made a little drinking game out of this, so whenever you hear the flushing,
take
a
shot.
Yeah. So if you want to participate in that, we'll bring it on to this podcast.
Yeah, anytime you hear the flush in this podcast, you have to take a shot of something.
We're catering to the alcoholics because we do this daily.
Yeah. We want to support your habit. Andrea.
What? She listens?
Yeah, she listens.
And she's an alcoholic?
She is. No, she loves vodka.
She's not an alcoholic.
She would marry it if it was a boy. I love you, Andrea.
So, yeah.
Any other questions?
Oh, yeah, you said you had a character.
For those 30 seconds?
Yeah, what was the name of the character?
I honestly don't remember. It was a vampire.
Can I make one up?
Sure.
Cool. Cleopatra Vampy. Cleopatra Vampy. Alright, so you gotta remember something about the character.
I remember it was a vampire. I don't. It was like such a unimportant moment in my life. I know, I really don't. I don't remember.
Are people still doing this masquerade thing? Is it very big?
If it was something that you were really passionate about, I'm sure whoever was into it is still going on with it. I know they do.
You mean losers?
That's not fair. I mean, these is just their thing. Just because you don't get it doesn't mean they're losers.
Whatever. D&D for life.
No, like, if you go to any of the sci-fi conventions, or at least the comic, the anime thing at Stony Brook, they do a whole mass thing of it. Like, with anyone that signs up. So you've got, like, this weekend-long convention full of hundreds of thousands of people, and there's just, like, hordes of them going around the convention, like, LARPing.
Weird.
It is a little weird.
Guess who shaved today? Me?
Yeah, you're not stabby face in my cavity.
You know, the reason I don't shave...
It's because you hate me.
No, it's because, like, I look older with a beard.
Why
do you know Eric Beck from Indie Mogul went up to me the other day, and he found out my age, and he goes, Ben, I swear to God, I thought you were 17. I'm 26 years old. And he thought I was like 17, 18.
Aw, that's good.
No, that's bad.
Why?
Well,
guys want to be older and girls want to be younger.
I guess. I don't want to look like I'm 17.
Why?
That's stupid. I don't want to be 17.
Yeah, 17 sucks. I hated high school.
That's for another day. Alright, we're closing in on the 10-minute mark.
You just tell me to shut up.
No,
we're going to shut up.
Look, don't you understand these teases? Like, oh, we tease something.
Telling people I hated high school is not a tease.
Yeah, you can tell me some fucking cool
There was nothing cool about high
funny, school. Funny high school stories?
Maybe to the people inflicting it on me.
Alright, whatever. We'll get to all that tomorrow.
Alright.
Love you.
I love you. Vote for Obama.
I'm glad they flushed the toilet right then.
Obama.